What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque on this October 5th morning. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. Today, we talk about what is true. What is true? Our scripture is found in Hebrews 13:8, which says, Jesus is the anointed one, is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. That's Hebrews 13:8, and that was the Passion Translation. The world tells us to accept everybody the way they are. Everybody talks today about finding their truth. You hear that everywhere, as if we all get to get our own version of truth. It's actually the contrary. Because Christianity, we all have the same truth, and it's found in the Word of God. We can argue semantics over it, but the truth, still truth. And we're in danger of losing the morals that made us great if we think that truth is subjective. The reality is there's a war on truth. And the church can't stay silent and live in the dark. The devil wants our kids. We need to be willing to make the most important conversations with them about right and wrong, sin and choices, or somebody else will if we're not willing to stand for truth in our own households. How do we expect our kids to be bold in this world if we're not willing to have those conversations? Jesus Christ hasn't changed. His truth hasn't changed. It never will. Only one truth will stand the test of time, and that's the truth of the Word of God. And the reality is, instead of changing our minds with current fads, we really need to look into the Bible at what is true. Truth is not subjective. Except today, people want truth to not be truth. There are some non-negotiables with the Word of God. And if you're going to live a life that God's called us to live, they're non-negotiable, ladies and gentlemen. Sin is sin. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. What the devil wants is to twist the gospel and make what is wrong appear right and what seems right appear to be wrong. And that's just not how it works. You can get a young person today, say, well, I can, you know, hook up and sleep around with anybody that I want to, and that's freedom. We know that's not freedom. We know that's bondage, right? We know that's trauma. We know that's demons. Freedom is doing what you working within the confines of marriage, right? Between a man and a woman. And so it's interesting because there really is a war on truth today. And if we aren't allowing Jesus, the Bible says Jesus is the plumb line. If we're not allowing Jesus to become the plumb line, then what is truth? He hasn't changed. When you look at this current version of Christianity on the earth, that ain't the Jesus I've seen in Hebrews 13. The Jesus that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What I see is a compromised version of Jesus in this church. People seeing what they can get away with. Right? I remember getting delivered from some crazy things in life, like, you know, drugs and alcohol, only to see people try to see how much they could bring back in their life. Psalm 6 says that there's these things God hates, and one is discord among the brethren. Are you kidding me? Sometimes I feel like Facebook's one big discord among the brethren. Or you see preachers that sow discord in their sermons all the time, either trashing another minister or putting down another member in the church. That's not gospel and that's not God. And so just because we have bad examples running around this earth doesn't mean that we get to change the rules, right? If we're going to live it within the confines of what God has said, there's no sorrow going to be added. But if we think we're going to make our own gospel, you're never going to be free. It doesn't happen. And so what is true, right? You've got to answer that question in your heart. What is true? What is holiness? What is, you know, God asking us to live by? Because a lot of the current versions of what you see, it's not it, friends. It's not it. God is looking for holiness. He's looking for it on His terms. He's looking for us to abide by His rules and not make up our own stuff. Just because we don't understand doesn't mean it's not truth. And just because we may not like the rules doesn't mean it's not truth. We didn't write it. And so you're not finding your truth. There's only one truth, and that's the truth of Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, there's a lot of bad examples on this earth of what truth is. You, my friend, have got to live the gospel truth. And that is, no man can see God without being holy. And that's, there's only one way to heaven. And that's that we have to die to our flesh daily. And that's, we need to live a life of holiness because Jesus commands us to be holy. There's no other options. You cannot use your tongue as a weapon for the devil and think that you're going to live right. You can't. And nor do we think we're going to make heaven if we don't have to live right. I talked a little bit on this past Sunday about full-time benefits versus part-time, right? I used to manage a coffee shop, and if you wanted full-time like insurance, you needed to work 35 hours or more. Unfortunately, people would not work that And then they would come to me and wonder why they didn't get their insurance. And I'm like, you didn't work the hours. In Christianity, we can't have full-time benefits with part-time participation. If we're going to live the way Jesus said we can live, and we're going to really tap into that life and life more abundantly, then we got to do it on his terms, and we got to do it his way. He's the one that lays out the way to live. We don't demand that, you know, somehow he caters to our barrenness and unbelief. It just doesn't work that way. So today, find truth, stick to truth, stand on the word of God, even if it's not popular, even though your backslidden Christian friends or your compromising church community, just come against that stuff. Make a decision that you are going to stand for truth no matter what, and you're not going to tolerate a backdoor to sin. And when we do, everything begins to change, because truth, there's a war on truth, and God is looking for his children to declare and show and manifest what is true. That's it for today. Beautiful October 5th day. Enjoy it. This weekend, again, I'm going to be kicking off, can you believe this, already tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we kick off our Awake New England gathering. I'll be speaking. Tune in to our Engaging Heaven Church Facebook page to watch the live stream. I have a word burning for that region and for your life. So it's going to be an incredible whole week. So tomorrow, kick it off right through the weekend, all the way to Sunday night. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm pumped. We're talking tomorrow about eliminating worry. Some of y'all need this word. Let's go.